This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Our Elizabeth Paratovich Day celebration continues. I had a chance yesterday to visit with Paulette Moreno. She is the grand president of the Alaska Native Sisterhood. And, of course, she wasn't able to join us today because she's involved in all of the festivities celebrating Elizabeth Paratovich Day. Now, Elizabeth was also a grand president of the sisterhood, and so I asked Paulette what she thought that her legacy was to the sisterhood and to Alaska Natives.
Her legacy is just how she inspires little kindergarteners to sing the Elizabeth Paratovich song, how she inspires our young people to speak and talk when those moments are given, how proud we are to have a Thlinkit woman stand up for us in the past and still influence us into the future. So she is a great woman and one that I just love that we are honoring in so many ways right now all over the world.
You are grand president of the Alaska Native Sisterhood, a position that she held. So how are those positions the same or different?
Well, the positions are the same because they're positions that we have the opportunity to be of humble service. The position is the same in where we have Alaska Native Brotherhood and Alaska Native Sisterhood, what we call local camps. Throughout Alaska and right now the Northwest Coast, those camps still do what we did for over 100 years, which is bring issues forward, write resolutions, influence bills, have strategic discussion on who we will support as our leadership throughout the Alaska Congressional Delegation, the state of Alaska, and in our local communities. During what's called Grand Camp, our annual meeting, we still bring forward our protocols and our traditions. We still have training for young people. And I think one of the things that really threads us together is that we hear powerful speeches from very passionate members of the Alaska Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood about what direction that we should go in. And that is the same. And it's also the same that we're still volunteers. So in every community, the local camp presidents, officers and members and life members, they volunteer their time for what is called ANS and AMB memorials. They volunteer their time to have Christmas parties and holiday events. Many of them have A&B halls in their communities and ANS kitchens, and they take care of the facilities and they make them open to the public. And you know, it's the same to where when something happens in celebration or during times of hardship, one of the first calls they make is to the A&B and ANS. So in that way, it's the same. In the way that it's different, I guess I could share this way. I saw a skirt one time down at Salvation Army, and on the hems of the skirt, I noticed that there was a well-worn area that looked about the size of a quarter. And I purchased a skirt actually for 50 cents and I took it home and I looked in there and I thought, this is interesting. And there was a sewing spot and there was one quarter in there and it was from the 1930s. And I had asked an elder about this skirt and that quarter. And she said, you know, a long time ago, we would sew, we would sell things, we would make things, we would take a quarter and we would sew it into our skirt and we would save that and we would put it towards the fundraising to send people such as William Paul to Washington, D.C. So in that spirit, we've always raised our own money to go to Grand Camp. In our communities, we raise our own money for the needs that we have. Over 100 years ago, we learned a tool, our forefathers and mothers learned a tool that was called Robert Rules of Order. They became masters at that tool. They took that tool so they could effectively advocate for the betterment of our people. Today, we have another tool to use. We have the tool of technology and learning how to do virtual gatherings and learning how to do many things virtually. as we learn and pick up this tool, that is what will help us be effective. As COVID is hitting our communities, as the Marine Highway Service is limited, as we are advocating for Alaska Natives Without Land, for our Vietnam veterans to have allotments here, right here in their ancestral homelands, as we speak up for murdering and missing Indigenous women, we realize that this is a tool that we will need to master today. And when we master it, we really can be that voice, but we will stay true to being the original voice of the people.
If you could have a conversation with Elizabeth Paratovich and talk to her about some of the things that you're experiencing today, what would you ask her?
You know, Rhonda, I think what I would ask Elizabeth was just to tea. I would ask to have a cup of tea with her. And I would mostly do the listening. And I would watch the gracious eyes, the mannerism that I've heard so much about. I would watch the way that she carries herself. And I would listen to her words, spoken and unspoken. And I think by that visit and that cup of tea, I would feel the power of a woman of humble strength.
And that was Paulette Moreno. I'm Rhonda McBride. Thanks for joining us for Juno Afternoon.
Support for Juno Afternoon is provided by Hanson Gress, Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, and Klingit & Haida Social Enterprises. For more information, visit ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon.